You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the performance arts. And although not quite the same as it was before the pandemic, local musicians in the Ann Arbor area community are still sharing their gifts and keeping the music playing. One of those musicians we're fortunate to have in our community is professional musician and percussionist Pete Sears, who is joining us now on 89.1 WEMU. Hi, Pete.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
How long have you been drumming?
Wow. I started at a very early age, just out of quirky nervousness, and then got into piano lessons in second grade. There was a lot of music at my house, so, you know, that kind of started to get me focused, but I eventually, just the sound and the physicality of the drums kind of just drew me to it, and I haven't stopped since.
So having a son who's a percussionist, I have to ask you this very personal question. Are you one of those people who just is constantly sitting around drumming? Your fingers are always moving and you're finding things to make music on wherever you are, whatever you're doing?
Absolutely. From an early age, yes. Yeah, it's brought me to a lot of cool little sounds that can be made from any kind of everyday thing, from our great sink in the kitchen to, just playing out whatever, but I'm a student of rhythm for sure.
Oh, I like
yes,
that.
And I've been interested in it my whole life.
So what have you been up to during the pandemic, this almost past year?
Well, mainly trying to keep my wits about me and trying to remain productive. I'm very fortunate that I'm been hunkering down with my wife and my daughter, who's started college virtually, and they're very loving and fun people to be around. So I'm very lucky in that regard. Health-wise, we've been okay. Had a couple of little scares, but, just quarantining till that went by, and so able to maintain and taking precautions. And I've found that keeping somewhat of a routine regarding like practicing and goals that I've wanted to achieve and develop, that has really kept me sane and moving forward. There's been a lot of projects that I have wanted to develop. I've got three new really great projects with other musicians that I'm working on, and they're all like really interesting pieces of jazz that I wanted to explore. There's a cool school project with like a Jerry Mulligan, Chet Baker concept with some guys that I really love to be around. And so working on some new music there. And also right before the weather changed, I started to play. This is another piece of music that I'm really interested in. It's Afro-Cuban rumba music, which is hand percussion and vocals. Mm. And I've been studying this for years and have a little crew that is also interested in it. So we've been getting together and trying to play where there's heat and distance. And also a new trio working out the music of Bill Evans. Mm. I'm really excited about that project. So those three things are like starting to take shape, and there are no gigs, so we can kind of just get some ideas and start to mix that up. But reaching out to my fellow people and they appreciate it as well. So I'm an advocate for like trying to emerge out of this when it comes time, because I feel that people need music.
Right, for sure.
And in some of the times in the fall, late summer, fall, where we were able to play outside, there's a park by my house where there's a canopy of trees that has a magical quality in it in the evening. And so we started to play out there, and it just, the music drew people in, and pretty soon we had enough that people would just chip into the kitty jar, and you know, everybody was happy, and boy, our souls were filled by making sounds with great cats and great music. Just do what you got to do.
Speaking of great cats, you have started something that you call Jazz Chats with Cool Cats. Tell us about that.
The Carytown Concert House, in their efforts to remain vital and trying to pivot away from in-house concerts, they asked me if I would be interested in like doing a little talk show and just kind of like an in-depth conversation and musical conversation as well with some people in the community that may not be widely known among the jazz supporters in around here. And it's been really fun and interesting. I think we're on show number 7, you know, started in the summertime last year. Had Dr. Alberto Nassif, who's a band leader,
sure.
Afro-Cuban hand drummer, really interesting guy, and he is a frontline physician
sure.
at St. Joe's
yep.
Medical Center, and he, you know, he's been right in the midst of all of this, and he had a lot to share. So you can check out those are still being archived that you can log into Carytown. concerthouse.org, I believe, and just look at their website and you can find out. Had great bassist Marion Hayden. That was a fantastic one. I had a really another one, Count Basie alum, Dennis Wilson, great trombonist and storyteller. Lots of stories. So that's been really fun and interesting, and you know, bringing out a Gabby part of me, shall we say.
What story do you, Pete Sears, want to leave us with for this segment of Art and Soul, the Performance Arts?
I just have an observation about what the pandemic has brought all of the true listeners and people that enjoy this music we call jazz. I believe that it's kind of opened our ears, our brains, and our hearts to sound that we've gotten away from. And I'm really looking forward to being able to play live in front of people because I think that they will take it in differently. I noticed this a little bit after 9/11. It was just like, we all need it. You know, like this particular time in our culture and life, people need these kind of things. So hopefully I'll have some new products to share and some exciting ideas and we'll stay deep in the shed so my ideas are fresh and new, and can check that out.
Well, we need you, Pete Sears, and we appreciate all the gifts of music you share with us here in the Ann Arbor area community and for talking to us here as part of Art and Soul on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks so much for having me. I've been a big fan, and I listen to your show often. Thanks.